Welcome to the SMG Health Podcast. I'm your host, James Lamkin, and in today's session, we're going to be discussing financial health during the pandemic. Before we get into today's cast, I must mention up front that any advice provided is general information only. It should not be taken as professional financial advice. If you require professional financial advice for your personal circumstances, please consider seeking out a qualified financial advisor or accountant who will be able to tailor information to your needs. The pandemic has created a financial uncertainty for many people in many places and in many positions. Some may have already felt financial implications from COVID-19, whilst others may have it on the horizon. There are many valid concerns one might have, such as how secure their job is, whether they have the ability to pay their bills, their rent, or their mortgage, how you can maintain the lifestyle you've become accustomed to. This is where planning is key. Without a considered and realistic financial plan that takes in all possible scenarios, the uncertainty of the future can induce anxiety for many of us. Whilst we can't control or predict the future, we can make decisions now that consider a range of outcomes and our means of navigating them if they were to happen. I'll go through some ideas that may be of value to you. Note them down and book some time in to review your finances. I'd recommend at least 1 hour to do a deep dive into your current circumstances. First, review your household income. If you're a dual income house, what would life be like if suddenly you only had one income stream? How would it look if your hours or your pay were reduced? Consider various scenarios and how equipped you would be to cope with them given your current expenses. If you don't already budget, start with laying out a short-term budget for the next month or two. Weigh this up against your current income and possible future scenarios to see how resilient your plan truly is. Tabulate all your current expenses, being sure to consider all places where money is coming out of your accounts. Often the simplest way to do this is to log into your online banking account, open up your list of transactions, and sort through the last month or two. Some of the more advanced sites, like those from the big banks, will have functionalities that may do this automatically for you. Your transactions can likely be categorized into areas like groceries, food, utilities, and entertainment. During your review, you might identify areas you're spending too much on. For example, you might have a monthly subscription for a streaming service that you rarely use, or you find that you're spending $50 a week on takeaway coffees. Consider what's within your means and what is most important to you. For example, you can get ABC iView or SBS On Demand for free, whilst you have to pay for services like Netflix or Stan. Consider that you can make coffees at home for much less than it costs for a takeaway one every day. Scrutinize all parts of your review as you need to ultimately make some decisions. Take this opportunity to review any loans or credit cards you have. If you have loans or a mortgage, see if you might benefit from taking advantage of any pandemic-related offers that are being provided by your lender to ease financial stress. Be cautious, though, that any offers are not simply creating a bigger financial problem for you at a later date. If you don't use a shopping list, now is the time to do so. By planning out a shopping list in advance, you can avoid impulse buying at the supermarket, as you'll be entering with a set game plan. Consider all the meals your household needs for the week, including breakfast, lunch, dinner, and any snacks or treats. A well-planned week can also help prevent takeaway purchases, which tend to be more expensive than supermarket-purchased food and drinks. If finance is simply not your forte, don't be afraid to seek out an expert. Financial advisors are readily available, and putting forward time to working with them might be the best investment you make for yourself. If you're in debt or you need assistance with planning out your finances, you can contact a financial advisor via the SMG Health EAP service by calling 1-800-273-865. Or you can get help through the National Debt Helpline, which is a free service for those in need who need to be connected with a financial advisor. I hope this information has been of value today. I'm James Lamkin from SMG Health, and thank you for tuning in. SMG Health Podcasts are written by a team of health professionals at SMG Health, including psychologists, nutrition, and exercise professionals. If you have a question or concern relating to the content of a podcast, please contact us on 1-800-273-865 or via email on info@smghealth.com.au.